The coronavirus remains a problem around the world. Britain is one of the countries dealing with a second wave. But despite that, the London Marathon this Sunday is on. The pandemic forced New York, Chicago, Boston, and Berlin to cancel their marathons. In London, the race will just be scaled back. It's limited to a few dozen elite class men and women, not the 40,000 runners who usually take part. Jared Ward of Utah is the only American in the men's field. He is in London right now. And Jared, you and your fellow runners are basically in a bubble there. Race officials call it a biosecure environment. What's it like?
Honestly, it feels more like an Olympic village than any other race experience that I've had, in that we're just all in here together. We don't leave. We do our runs around this facility for the most part until we are taken over to start the race, and then we're brought back to the bubble. And so, it's different. We all, you know, we wear our masks. Anytime we're out of our rooms, we're wearing these big necklaces that start buzzing and beeping like crazy if you get within 2 meters of another individual wearing one of these things. And so we walk around spaced out in the halls and try to keep our beepers from buzzing on us. And but it's the same people, you know, it's the same friends that I've come used to running with. And so I'm grateful to be here and grateful to be back in a race and in the company that I've grown accustomed to.
What is the oddest thing, though? I mean, if you're that familiar with the your fellow runners and presumably see them all around the world for different marathons, I mean, it must be hard to keep your distance to not have any kind of social interaction, or do you manage that somehow?
You know, I feel like we have managed it. They've spaced the tables out at dining time such that we're 6 feet away when we're eating. We go out on runs still together and jog around, and so we get to see them a little bit. But it is different. You know, I walked into registration and looked up, and Sarah Hall was walking in, and she gave me an air hug from 20 feet away. And while that's different, you know, it carries the same warmth.
And you mentioned Sarah Hall, one of the elite American runners who is there right now. When you run, by the way, and especially run with others, are you wearing a mask?
No, when we're outside doing our training, we're permitted to take off our masks. But we're tested multiple times while we're in here, and the mask procedures along with the testing are to create this safe environment where we can run together, because the idea is at the end of the week we're all unmasked on the start line running a race.
So the actual course is going to be different from what it usually is. Are there going to be any spectators? As we said, you know, 40, 50,000 people usually turn out for these races.
My understanding is that there's not going to be spectators, maybe aside from the few coaches and agents and race officials that are out there on the course. So it will be quiet. It'll be different. In my mind, I've built it out like an old track race late at night under the lights where most of the fans had gone home, and it's just quiet, cool, and running. It kind of feels like a throwback to that era of my life.
That sounds like a great approach. Whether it's strategy or not, it sounds like that's the best thing to do for Sunday.
Well, I hope so. We could talk again on Sunday, and I can tell you if it works.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. Jared Ward is from outside Provo, Utah. He's one of the runners in the elite men's field on Sunday's London Marathon. Really nice to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. It was a pleasure.